Welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you this first of hopefully many Frisky Fridays. Frisky Fridays, what are these about? These morning messages are all going to have somewhat of a theme these days. Today on Frisky Friday, I really feel called to bring you into my life. I have to tell you, my friend, that today and every day going forward from here, I am committed to changing my game, to changing how I live. It doesn't mean that what I've been doing has been bad or, you know, not doing things well, but the way I'm stepping forward into this day, especially with you, especially on this podcast, is to really shed the roles that I've carried in my life and to offer you me as raw and as real as I'm able to communicate. Why? Why am I doing this? Why today? Well, my husband Brian and I are officially houseless. We decided about a year ago that we have been moving toward this moment where we have no mortgage, we have no rent, we are truly without house and without location. So we are what is known out there as location independent. Why the heck would we be doing this? Well, we are on a quest, a personal quest, to understand what is most essential in life, in our lives, to really tune into what our hearts are longing for, to really make sense of why we're here. And so being location independent is just one part of this project, but it's big. It's a big project. When you let go of stuff and you start to let go of your tether to places, it is so uncomfortable, but it's also in that discomfort, in the shakiness that we find ourselves. You don't have to do this. You don't, but you can join me and learn what I am learning and experiencing. So being location independent, it started a few years ago when I was really interested in selling my business, Verge Yoga. Verge Yoga has been around for 16 years now, and it's the type of business that is very local. It never sleeps, and it's open all year except for one day. And so it really tethered me to the Philadelphia area. I needed to be there. We needed to be there. So selling the business at the end of 2019 allowed me to release that role of business owner and of yoga teacher. And over the course of 2020, I mean, we've all changed so much, but I continued to shed roles. I continued to let go of my identity and my my fixedness around being thought of as something like speaker or flow expert or whatever. Even podcaster. I mean, I've let go of that as well. And there's a huge plane that's coming over me. I'm coming to you from Burlington, Vermont. We are on a 10-day tour here of northern New England. Today we're headed out to a ferry to cross Lake Champlain and to visit Lake Placid, a place I've never been. We've never been. So we're just, you know, discovering our country and in the same time discovering ourselves. So why does this matter to you? Well, I have to be honest that I am in process, as best to my ability, of putting down my teacher hat, of putting down that role of always teaching and coaching. And it's not easy because it's been a role that I have, you know, been wearing for most of my life. And it's not to say I'm never going to teach or coach or speak again, but I'm really wanting to discover my authentic voice. Not my teacher voice, not my coaching voice or my speaking voice, because they're different, but my true voice, because I feel like when I can offer the world my real deal Kara voice, well, then I'll learn a lot more about myself, and hopefully it'll resonate. It's not going to resonate with everybody. I know that. So what I'm doing is letting go. I'm practicing letting go, and this is how I'm changing my game and how I've moved in the world 56 years. 56 years. So I'm offering this to you and asking you to call me out when I get on my soapbox, when I start teaching again, because I'm sure I will, because it's a habitual pattern. We all have patterns. We all have patterns and belief systems, and it's just what we do over and over again. And sometimes, most often, these patterns become our blind spots. I have many blind spots. And so my practice is in shedding as much as I can so that those blind spots become apparent to me. And the ones that are unhelpful, I can work to change direction, to leap, to let go. So changing the game for me, one is being location independent, which kind of puts you into this state of emergence, you know, not really having solid plans. We've got a couple of plans, but most of it is really just space to kind of hang out in and listen to. So first is location independent, and then second is letting go of my role as teacher, as coach, as speaker, as, you know, whatever, you know, and to really offer you in these morning messages, if it's helpful, where I am right now, what I'm discovering right now, what's emerging for me right now. It's not comfortable, and I'm sure that I will end up in habitual pattern, but I am going to the best of my ability, keep this real. You know, to only understand, to only express what is, what's emerging for me in this precious, precious moment of my life. And if it helps you to do the same in your own life in some small way, you don't have to get rid of all your stuff. But if it helps you, then I'll feel it in my heart. You could always reach out to me and tell me. That's wonderful as well. So it's scary, but on the flip side of the same coin, it is exciting as hell. And I can't think of a better thing to do right now than to just be in the fire with myself, with Brian, with my family, who think we're, you know, some of them think we're absolutely nuts, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm not seeking to be understood. I'm just seeking to live fully. To really live fully. So, going forward, here's how to stay with me. If you feel called, and if you don't, that's fine. I'm not looking for approval anymore. I really am not. I'm just looking to live, to be authentically, genuinely, at my rawest, me. Whoever that is. In the moment. But here's how you can stay with me. A couple of ways. One is you can engage with me on the free content that I put out, the podcasts, videos that I am going to be doing more of, blogging that we're going to be blogging our experience here as we travel and discover. So you can do that all. You can find all that stuff on my website. Engage with me on social media. The second way is you can train. You can train in the courses I've put out. I have a bunch of different courses out. Some are on flow, some are on mindful movement. Again, you could find it all on my website. That's stuff I've already done. And then the third way is you can transform with me. And the way that I am really spending my time is knee-to-knee with people like you. Knee-to-knee as we discover ourselves in action. And that is through my work with Amari Global, the mental wellness company, and the network marketing company, the mental wellness company that I am committed to. This is how I am transforming, and we are transforming together. So I'm not going to get into it here, but this is where I think probably 80% of my focus is right now. And people like you are joining in with me, and it's where we're coaching each other, it's where we're growing together, and it's really where we are building some financial, real financial results together. So you can see, take a look at that as well on my Team Flow page on my website. There it is. That's who I am right now. I'm not holding back. I'm not hiding the ball. I will not hedge anymore. Careful Kara has gone away. I left her. I left her with all my stuff. And I'm so excited to blossom in this on this platform with you. And I look forward to meeting you on in some aspect in the future. Have a wonderful day, and thank you. Thank you for listening. Be well.